All right, it is 105.1 Jack FM, KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, and the County 10 Podcast. I'm Jared Anderson, and we're joined by a studio full of folks today. We have Marty, Coralie, and Becky in with us, and they're all from the Lander Library Friends Association. Ladies, thank you for being here. How are you this afternoon?
Great. We're happy to be here.
Yep.
Good to have you here. So what's going on in the library world? Explain what you do exactly and why you're here today, I guess.
Well, there's a lot going on in the library world. It's hard. I don't know if we have enough time today to talk about
Fair enough.
Going on in the library world. Well, you know, the summer reading program has started in the library world, and we specifically wanted to kind of push the Lander Community Foundation is we're trying to really kind of punch them because, you know, right now if you donate to the Lander Library Friends, then they will, through the C4C, then they will double the money that we get. So that's really great. And so, but we try and funnel our money to all kinds of things. Our mission is we believe that the Library of Lander, in Lander, is fundamental to the well-being of our community. And the purpose of the LLFA is to advocate for the library and provide program and financial support to the library to strengthen its resources and services to the community. And that's really our mission.
Yeah.
To just, you know, serve the community through the library.
Well, it's certainly fantastic that there are folks like you advocating for our libraries. It's such a great resource. How have you seen things change over the last few years? It feels like there are so many different resources. Kids specifically are involved in a lot of different things. Has the landscape of the library changed much over the last few years?
So I'm not sure if we can speak to it as much as the director,
sure,
Anita Marple, would, but she shared with us that the online has certainly increased, online demand, but really their in-person is still high as well.
Yeah, good.
The need for the library doesn't seem to have gotten less with the advent of more and more internet access.
Mm-hmm. There's a perception, at least for me on the outside looking in, I'd heard recently, at least for the Riverton Library, I'm not sure about Lander, but that there was some funding cut, some government funding. Is that true across the board, or are we seeing at least a steady increase in help from our Fremont County government?
So it is a county library system,
uh-huh,
and so we also have seen collection monies decrease, as well as employees, personnel.
Mm.
So they are very definitely staffed at a smaller number than they have been. And I'll just plug one of the things that we do with Lander Library Friends is we fund a summer page position. So we have a high school student that we fund their pay, and that allows us to be open, or the library to be open, on Saturdays.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So, you know, by being able to stretch the hours of some of the others out by us funding that. So, yes, we are hit by county.
Yeah. Well, it's really good, like I said, that you exist in the Lander Community Foundation, and encourage everybody to make a donation. Is that the best way to get involved right now? I know you've got the matching thing, but can they reach out independently to you as well any time of the year to make a donation or a contribution?
Sure. Anytime would be awesome. You know, there's one of the other things we do is we also help with collection development, but they can also volunteer and help through the Book Nook. You know, Marty does a lot of work with the Book Nook.
Yeah, perfect.
And another way that people can donate or give to the library is by donating books to the Book Nook. And the Book Nook is it's basically a bookstore. There's no charge. We accept donations. And most of the books that we have come from community donations, and it's yard sale season.
Yeah.
So we're getting yard sale extras, and people have wonderful books, and they are passing them on to us. And because of that, we can raise more donations. And starting tomorrow, The library will be open from 10 to 2 for the summer, and the book basket, or the book nook, will be open from 10 to 2 for the summer.
Oh, that's great. Are there any requirements? Obviously, you don't want completely tattered books, but gently used books?
Gently used books are great. We don't really want any old encyclopedia sets. Fiction is always good. People love to buy history, art books. We also sell or make available DVDs, CDs, audiobooks. And all of the money that we raise goes to augment the other funding that comes into the Friends of the Library.
Great. That's fantastic. Good opportunities for folks. More books, the better. More options, for sure. And you mentioned the summer reading program, too. So a lot of opportunities for folks with kids. I've got little ones that are just starting to learn to read. So opportunities for kids, now that school's out, to come see the library.
That's right. We have all kinds of activities going on. You can sign up for the summer reading programs. They have them from birth through on up.
Great.
Through the teens and adults, and so they have all kinds of stuff. One of the things that we've done and funded, we've got some help through the Kiwanis as well, the Friends and the library, is the Born to Read program, and that's been going on for over 22 years.
Okay.
And so that's books and a program that we do through the hospital. We take books up, and so the baby's born and that are at the hospital get a new book. It's kind of a kit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, so they get an informational book and then a bookmark that has information about the county libraries.
Yeah.
And then a board book. And so it's kind of a fun program that's been going on, because, you know, if we can get babies into the library and their families into the and stuff, hopefully we'll get them lifelong.
Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. It sounds obvious to a lot of folks, I'm sure, but as a parent, I certainly have understood the benefits here of reading to your newborns before your baby can talk. get a book in front of them and have that interaction, and it changes everything, for sure. Reading is the key to so many things, so appreciate all that you're doing. We certainly encourage everybody to check out the Lander Community Foundation. Make a donation if you're able to. Does the library need anything else? Are there volunteer opportunities? Anything else going on?
I would think there are.
Mm-hmm.
We don't actually operate
sure.
on that part of it. Ours is just the volunteering at the book nook and those
yeah.
kinds of things. I did want to mention one other thing that for summer reading is we participate in a book giveaway to every third, fourth, and fifth grader in Lander. So they get a book the last couple weeks of school to take home and kind of beef up their own libraries and hopefully get them to coming into the library throughout the summer
yeah.
and beyond. So that's one thing that we also work with the library on funding, is a book for each third, fourth, and fifth grader.
That's fantastic. Cool. How about the Lander Library Friends Association in particular? Do you need anything? Do you need more advocates on your side? Can folks help out you ladies?
We definitely, if somebody's interested in serving on the board, that to get a hold of Becky is probably the easiest one,
sure.
Becky Packer.
Yep.
We all also look for people to help at the Book Nook, and that's Marty Brace. We do have a webpage, Lander Library Friends.
Yep. Perfect.
So
yep. That's easy.
It does give that information as to how to get a hold of us and so on. But those are the types of things that we would need help with at this point.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very good. Anything else I need to get on before we say goodbye?
So we have a bookmarked literary arts. This would be our second program, and it is in
third. Yep.
And it happens in mid-September, which
okay.
sounds like a little bit of time. Marty, I know, has participated in it, so I'm going to let her talk a little bit.
The bookmarked is a festival for writers and readers. The participants include people who just come to sit and listen to writers read their work. There are writers who read their work There's a schedule, and so if you're interested in so-and-so, you just check and see when they'll be reading. And it's a really great program. In Lander, there are many visual artists, many musicians, and many writers, but the part of the point of Bookmarked is to let people know in Lander how many writers there are, how many really good writers there are. And so I attended sessions, and there was also a writer's workshop that I participated in, and it was really fun. And some of the participants were writers who then spoke at the event. So it's something to look forward to. It's great to discover people, maybe people we've known for years and years and years, but didn't know that they wrote books.
That's
poetry.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good. And you said mid-September for that? Mm-hmm.
Yes, perfect. And there'll be publicity. And the keynote speaker this year is Everett Percival. He's a novelist from Los Angeles, from California. Mm-hmm. And the library does have some of his books, so please stop in and check them out and learn a little bit about him before Bookmarked starts.
Yeah, now you've got the opportunity to read up on the author, maybe pick up a couple of books, and then go meet him in person. That's fantastic. All right. Ladies, thank you for being here. Did I miss anything? Feel like I keep asking that, but just want to make sure.
Yeah,
all right.
Thank
you for all you're doing. Really appreciate it.
And one last thing.
Yeah.
Once again, many, many thanks to the Community Foundation and Challenge for Charities, without which we would not be able to help the library nearly as much as we can. So that enables programs and personnel to be available to the public. And without the Challenge for Charities donations, it would not be, the library would not be nearly as supported.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Yep, very good.
If I could just say one more thing as
Absolutely.
Well. I just think, you know, we've had a couple of rough years, mm-hmm. actually, where in a lot of different ways. And last year, we had our biggest year ever through the Challenge for Charities, where we raised over $18,000 for the library. And we live in a really generous community. And I thought that when I actually worked for the library, when they added on to the library, and you know, they had the tax countywide, and countywide it passed in Riverton and Dubois and everywhere for the library to be added on.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time they voted on it, it passed for us to get the library. And it was kind of amazing. They've done it in different states and around the state, and that hasn't happened. And so I just was so pleased that we have this beautiful library and beautiful facility. And we just live in a really great community where people are so generous, and I'm really grateful. So I just think very grateful for the folks that live here and how generous they are.
Very well said. I just chatted with another young lady from a nonprofit group, and there's just not a lot of places, small towns, large cities, where it feels like everybody you run into is doing something to better the mm-hmm. community. So thanks to the Lander Community Foundation. Thanks to you for making our library great. It is a great resource, a great asset to a great community overall. Ladies, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.